In the beginning, one absolute principle, or monad, existed, called the absolute nothing. Doesn't that sound like a heavy-duty thing? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with instant illumination. In the beginning, one absolute principle, or monad, existed, called the absolute nothing. That is sort of an interesting concept. Now, where did that concept come from? That concept came out of the minds of philosophers throughout history. An absolute principle, or monad. What is a monad? A monad is an elementary individual substance which reflects the order of the world and from which material properties are derived. Not as heavy as it sounds. An elementary individual substance which reflects the order of the world and from which material properties are derived. Sounds like it's the universal allness. Sounds like it's the isness of the universe. Sounds like absolute principle. Absolute principle. What is absolute principle? The absolute principle is peace. The peace that pervades the world. The beauty that exists in the world. The harmony that unites the entire universe. And universes upon universes. And all the reality that we understand in our human form, all the material world flows in harmony with each other. It's an intelligence that interweaves all of the planets, that interweaves the solar systems, that interweaves the lives that surely are on many other planets, in many other solar systems. And there's an infinite number of solar systems, so there are an infinite number of places like planet Earth. But, hey, who says planet Earth has to be the only planet that supports life or that supports existence or that needs to support something? We know that in absolute consciousness or in divine consciousness or however we want to say it, that it does not need to have breathing, it does not need to have water, it does not need to have food. The life, the essence, exists of itself. It can have a body which does not need these things, or it can have a body that needs these things. It all is up to whatever intelligence we want to give it. And that's another aspect of absolute principle, or the divine monad. It's intelligence. The intelligence that guides, directs, supports, upholds everything that exists. A wisdom. The wisdom is like the cement or the uniting forces of bringing together all the harmony, beauty, and peace, and the love that exists in the allness. In the beginning, one absolute principle. One absolute principle. Now, that's fantastic. Isn't that exactly what we wanted to know? The absolute principle. Isn't it better if we start thinking about, like in Jonathan Livingston Seagull, Jonathan was teaching them the principles of flight. And the rest of the group were saying, hey, that's not like learning how to do a barrel roll or how to do flight techniques. That's going beyond it. Well, here we are in our instant illumination, going beyond the human, going beyond that which we can see, that which we understand. You cannot see peace. You know it in your innermost parts. You cannot see beauty. Beauty is not skin deep or is not deeper or not that deep. Beauty is beyond that. Beauty is a feeling. Beauty is a sense of goodness, a sense of rightness, a sense of allness. Harmony, what is harmony? And there are people in many parts of the world listening to music who other parts of the world would not find harmonious. And the music that they play is played to a human being. And yet that human being likes those off-note keys, which to other parts of the world are off-note. But to them, in that area, they believe that it's very much unknown. To them, it speaks to their soul. It's a harmony that sings out of their inner depths. Who are we to judge? We have only touched the surface of the allness, and the allness of harmony goes far beyond anything we have been able to recognize. Intelligence is something so fantastic. The absolute nothing comes out of intelligence. Intelligence comes out of the absolute nothing. They have no purpose. They have no reason. They have no consciousness to exist. They just are. They pervade all. They exist in all. As nothingness is everywhere and allness is everywhere, so intelligence is everywhere. Intelligence is in every atom, as equal as it is in every human being and every divine being. Intelligence is the overwhelming realization of the allness that we are. The elementary individual substance, which reflects the order of the world and from which material properties are derived. Good definition, right from the dictionary. Look it up, you might find it interesting. M-O-N-A-D. Absolute principle or monad. This is something that's mind illuminating, mind stretching, mind delighting. It is something where when we begin to reach beyond what we know and what we have found as a foundation for our understanding, we now reach into the heavens, if you will, of our consciousness and find there such glory, such wonder, such magic, such wisdom, such love, that we want to open our arms and include all the universe. We want to open our arms and include all that we could ever conceive of being. We want to include the absolute nothing and the absolute allness. We want to live what this illumination reveals to us. In the beginning, one absolute principle. That one absolute principle is so glorious. We wonder, surely there must be more than one absolute principle, but there is only one. The sooner we can understand that, then we can get on with being it. Our difficulty is we attempt to say too many positive things about ourselves. And in the process of saying all these positive things, we are ending up saying nothing. When we can say all is in divine order as one blanket concept, then we are happy and at home. We are not trying to make something happen. We're not trying to reveal something that is not there, but we're living in that consciousness of the allness and how great that is. How great that is. In the beginning, one absolute principle. Today is one absolute principle. In the allness, in the now that exists in the universal allness, in the nowness, one absolute principle. We study that one absolute principle, knowing some basics of it: peace, beauty, harmony, intelligence, wisdom, love. These are foundation points of it. And when we let the peace in our soul be and say, I am peace, we let the beauty in us be saying, I am beauty. What a lovely feeling that gives you. I am harmony. I am intelligence. I am wisdom. I am love. Let those ripple off your lips like the joyous music that they are. And as the joyous music that they are, realize what benefit and blessing comes from it. Because it is in the absolute nothingness and the absolute allness. You wonder what that has to do with our human life. Well, it has nothing to do with our human life. It is our human life. And when we turn from our human limitations that say it cannot possibly be, to the human realization, the divine realization, that it is now, then watch the magic. Watch the magic. The show is about to begin. And you are the number one actor in its wonderful, I don't want to say drama, but in this wonderful theater, in this wonderful revelation. Have fun with this. It's very, very rewarding. Confusing sometimes, but rewarding. And the more we listen to our heart and let that intelligence reveal the absolute principle, our illumination will be beyond anything we could have ever imagined or ever will imagine. Have a wonderful day in your instant illumination, and I am with you in my heart, soul, and being, because I love you. I love you. I love you.